Hey guys, Sam here with PT Marketing Unleashed, where we provide online marketing education to physical therapists over the internet. I'm glad you guys came on the podcast to listen, and I know you could be doing other things like documentation, writing those medical necessity letters. Ah, what fun. Well, today I have a special guest on this podcast. Her name is Monique Serpas. She is a PT practicing in a general outpatient setting. She has a huge list of accomplishments when I looked over at her blog, but I'll let her brag about that in a minute. She is here today to talk about her blog, which is called Go, spelled G-E-A-U-X, which is a Cajun word, if I'm not mistaken. She's obviously an LSU Tigers fan, and she's here to talk about how she's using her blog and social media to grab the attention of online visitors looking for information online related to common musculoskeletal injuries, injury prevention, and conditions treated by physical therapists. And at the same time, she's also exposing our profession to an audience who may not have a clue what physical therapy is and the role we play to restore function in the lives of individuals we treat. So, Monique, are you there?
I am here.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first, I'd like for you to share with us a little bit about your PT background and your areas of expertise and the patients you see in the clinic.
Okay. I'm a physical therapist who practices in the Southeast Wisconsin, Milwaukee metro area. I graduated and got my license in physical therapy June of 2008 from Concordia University, Wisconsin. And I practice in a general outpatient setting. I see orthopedic conditions as well as general conditioning and vestibular. I have some additional training in vestibular rehab and golf fitness.
Okay. So that's a pretty diverse mixture of patients. So how did you get started blogging?
I have a friend that is very into the whole social media thing, and he mentioned to me, he said, well, you should have a blog. And I thought, I don't know if I should be writing. I don't know if everyone needs a blog. And I was a little skeptical, and then I thought about it and thought, I could probably use this tool to save patient education materials in a format that can be easily accessed by my patients. So that's where I started, and I thought, well, I'm going to try this out and start it for Physical Therapy Month. And my first blog post was October 1st of 2009. I thought, I'll start it here. If I like it, if it's working, I'll keep doing it. And I did find it was a great resource for my patients. I got some positive feedback from the clients that I sent to the site and my current clients that were using it. So I decided to continue with it. And I think it's been very helpful. People like the style of the blog. It's a little more informal, so they get to see a little bit more personal side and connect that way. But it's also helpful information that, you know, at times in the clinic, I have up to an hour to treat each client, but not everybody gets that amount of time, and when you're with someone, even that hour, you may not get to discuss everything you want to discuss. So this is just another format to educate. I think physical therapists, most of our job is educating. The first being what we do, what physical therapists do, our training, how we can benefit the general population, and then specifically for whatever the client's needs are. So I think the blog format really fits that, and I think it helps our profession. It's just another way to educate the general public about what we do.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, when I came across it, I said, wow, this is this is exactly what we need. I said, you know, this is what I've been, you know, advocating to at least PTs that are within my circle, that you guys should, we talk about, I know the APTA has been trying to get this big push to market the awareness of physical therapy, but really the only way to do that is if other PTs get involved. So when I saw that, I said, you know, I got to shed some light on that. So you weren't intimidated at all by this technology, because I know in my department, I'm kind of the techie guy. I'm that geek that everyone goes to before they go to IT. So, you know, everyone's usually afraid of technology. So you weren't intimidated by, you know, all this blog stuff and terminology that you're now familiar with?
Yeah, I have a personal IT consultant, my husband. And
nice.
So he really helped me develop and design this blog, because I wanted it to look nice. I wanted it to be easy to use. You know, but honestly, he helped me set it up. He pointed me in the direction of WordPress.com. I picked out my theme, which is really easy to do. He helped me in a lot of ways set up some of the finer details, but anyone can do it. The WordPress blogs are very easy to manage and to post, and it takes a little bit of getting used to on how to use it, but it's very user-friendly. So once he helped me with it, I don't know. I mean, I'm on the computer all the time. I don't know. I just thought, this may not be too bad. It was another thing to be piled onto my list, but in that first month of trying this whole blog thing out, I realized it's really not that bad. As long as I get my content written, posting it is really a snap. So,
you know, I teach a lot of PTs. I've helped some PTs actually get started with their blogs, and once they realize that, you know, the technology is not going to bite them, you know, they get a little bit comfortable and you know, they get over that learning curve and they, you know, start to embrace it. So, you know, that's pretty good that you embraced the whole concept of blogging and getting your content out there. So who would you say are your readers? And you know, the type of people that usually come to your blog, are they like weekend warriors? Are they post-surgical patients? What type of readers are you getting coming over to your blog?
I would say, you know, I'm mainly marketing it to my clients, and that's kind of a general outpatient. It's more orthopedics than anything, orthopedic clients that you know, get the website and go to it. So it's kind of geared more towards that population, I guess. But I have, you know, I use Google Analytics to look at my visits and where people are coming from and that. And it seems like I'm kind of getting a viewership of people throughout the country. Not only that, throughout the world. I mean, I have.
Yeah, that's. I was going to say, Monique, that's going to happen.
Yeah, I have all. It's really interesting the way that tool, Google Analytics, lets you see, you know, where people are coming from, how people are finding you, and that. And I would say a lot of people are really interested in. I had a post on cortisone. I get a lot of people from that one post, and my exercise post. So people seem to be really interested in that content.
You're going to find, too, that you're going to find as you talk about various topics, you're going to have a lot of people searching for certain keywords that you're putting in there. So like you said, that cortisone post that you put up, you know, you may have people putting in searches, and they could be coming from any parts of the world, and they come across your post. And because your content is so good and it's presented in an information that they can digest, you know, you're going to have a following. So not only will you just have your following from your outpatient clinic, you may have a world following. You may have people coming from all different parts of the world. So that's interesting that you've taken notice of that and that you're using Google Analytics. That's
I think it's I've realized that as I'm getting a little more confident, you talk about confidence in the technology, a little more confident with looking at some of that stuff. At first it was just, you know, week by week what I felt the messages that needed to get out right away. In my, you know, in the forefront of my mind, what I wanted to get out to the general population. And then I started to look at what do people want to read? Because you can ask the question, and then, like, I've asked the question on my Facebook page, and I have asked the question on the blog, and I haven't gotten many comments, responses on what people exactly want to know about. So, but if you use the keyword terms and you just go to Google to see what the top searches are, if you, you know, put in certain words, for instance, I use keywords for the my post on snow removal safety. It's like,
I like that
what
post
is my
post
title going to be for this so that people can really find it?
Yes.
And that was really helpful to figure out what that is. So
that was actually a good post.
Cool.
And when that, I just wanted to comment that when you sent that post, I shared that post with some friends of mine in New York when they had that huge snowstorm, and I felt bad for them. Like, man, they like, you know, I the shoveling really sucks. My back is hurting me, and I said Monique has a post on shoveling snow, and I shared it to them on Facebook, so it was really cool. And they looked at it and said, "Hey, Sam, that really helped," and because you know they don't know the proper technique to, you know, to do it without injuring themselves. So you know that kind of information is, you know, very, very helpful. So yeah, that's cool. That's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you're saying that people aren't really leaving comments, but I do see some comments in your blog. You do have some
mm-hmm.
interaction going on in there.
It's mainly my mom.
She
really likes the content. Is very supportive, and has
yeah.
a lot of actually very good questions about the material. So I'm glad that she's been confident enough to ask the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've had a couple of other people also comment as well. So that I'm not really sure who they are personally, but yep.
One thing you'll find is that, because I've been blogging for maybe a little over 2.5 years, and when I first started blogging, not on PT Marketing Unleashed, but another blog that I have, you know, you think, oh, you know, you start blogging for a couple of months and you get no comments and you're wondering, like, wow, is anybody really listening to me? But people are actually mm-hmm. reading your content. They're looking. They may just not be afraid. They may be afraid to engage in conversation. So sometimes you may have to kind of nudge them a little bit and say, hey, you know, tell me what your opinion is, or, you know, are you experiencing something similar? Leave a comment below. So sometimes leaving a call to action, you know, at the end of
mm-hmm.
the post may kind of nudge them a little bit to, you know, to leave a comment there. So, but people are reading your posts, and I'm sure you can tell that by looking at your Google Analytics. So they're reading it. You know, you just got to get them
mm-hmm.
that. Be a little brave and take that jump and leave a comment. So I noticed that you're on Twitter also. And for those people that don't know, or those PTs that don't know what Twitter is like text messaging on your phone, only you're doing it on a website, and it happens in real time. So if I send Monique a tweet, and a tweet is a message, she gets it on her computer, and she can send one back to me, and I'll get it on my computer. I can see it on my screen. So we can have this conversation through a website in real time, just like you would if you were text messaging. So that's really, in its simplest form, what Twitter is. So what's that experience been like for you, being on Twitter, and how are you using it?
I have to say, I primarily use Twitter to connect with physical therapy colleagues, health-related professionals and companies. And I have been tweeting probably since the time that right before I started my blog, I started tweeting. Just, you know, I didn't really know what it was about, but I was going to just dive in and start doing it. And as I've been using it over the months, I find it really helpful to just, you know, see what other people in the profession of PTs, trainers, you know, companies that make health-related items, doctors, what are they thinking about? What are they doing? And what information do they find helpful? And the links that people post, the content, the stories, it's just a nice little feed of information based on the topics and the people that I like to, that I would care to follow, or I think are interesting. I have connected with a lot of PTs on there from across the United States, and it's just interesting to see how what PTs in New York or what PTs in, you know, California, what are they thinking about, what are they caring about, and it's just, there's nothing really like that. There hasn't been anything like that before other than networking at conferences, and that now I can network with people every day on Twitter. So you don't have to spend money to go to a conference to meet a PT. You can tweet with them and kind of interact with them every day to see what they're thinking about. So
that is so powerful to me, because you know, I look at Twitter the same way. Like, I have access to a lot of forward thinkers, to a lot of you know, people who are trendsetters, people who are doing things in the profession, and I can just send them a tweet and ask them a question and get a response back. You know, that's so powerful. It kind of, when you think about it in that sense, it's you know, it's really amazing that you can have such a connection to someone.
It's cool, yeah.
Yeah. So
it's not, you know, it's not just about connecting to Ashton Kutcher.
Right.
It's about connecting to a lot more people than that.
Right. Exactly. So I mean, I just hope that, you know, more PTs discover Twitter. I'm trying to get that, you know, to happen. You know, more
mm-hmm.
PTs involved in Twitter, and they use it for just reasons like you mentioned, to network and to exchange ideas and just exchange information. Maybe there's a, you know, a certain type of treatment or a thing that's happening in one part of the country that, you know, you may be interested in, and you may want to get some more information. And you can just go on Twitter and access that person and get that information. So it's very useful.
Yeah, I mean, I know I've asked questions before on it and gotten responses, and you can do that.
Yeah.
You know, if people are following you and they see your question, they can, you know, chime in and answer.
So. Cool. So I also noticed that you're on Facebook, and you have a Facebook fan page. I'm a fan, by the way.
Hmm? Great.
So yeah, I'm a fan. And you're probably connecting with a lot of people through Facebook. How did you set up that fan page? Did your in-house IT department take care of that?
My in-house IT department did suggest that I start a Facebook fan page. So I did, I started that up, and I, you know, use it to post the blog material, and I also use it to, you know, similar to Twitter, post links to things that I find interesting. Because I was finding with my, when I started the blog, most of my readers were coming from Facebook.
Okay.
So I thought the Facebook fan page would be good. That's where most of my people are coming from anyway, and it's just another way to, you know, post interesting things, links, not just the blog, but other things. And then interacting with people on there, you know, when you search physical therapy, there are a bunch of pages on Facebook that are really great. I'm just another one of those. And the I've had a lot of different people from all over become a fan and then actually post comments and interact a little more on the Facebook page than on the actual blog. So.
Well, you'll find that you know, your traffic sources are going to come from pretty much a lot of different places. But Facebook is one of the top 5 sites in the world to have a lot that receives a lot of traffic. And actually, they just dethroned Google because Google was number one, and they dethroned.
I heard that Google. Today.
Yeah, they dethroned Google this week. So, you know, everybody's on Facebook, and just the amount of people that you can connect with and have them, you know, share your content is amazing. So, and actually, I did a post too on the benefits of a Facebook fan page and how to create one. I did a step-by-step screenshot of how to set up a fan page if there are PTs out there that are interested in setting up their own fan page. It's actually fairly easy. It's not too difficult. But it's a great way to interact with people, and especially people in your local community, because you may have people locally that can, you know, jump on your fan page and interact with you through there also. So that's great.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what have been some of your challenges, would you say, with all these new tools that you're using, kind of getting the word out about your blog and what you're doing?
I would say that the challenge is that at times the posts themselves can be a little time-consuming, depending on what I've decided to take on. Some of the ones where I've referenced certain research or certain books, it's taken me a little time to write them. So that has been a challenge. But I am setting myself some time to do it because the goal of mine is to, you know, have one every now and then that's pretty good quality that I will keep myself as a future reference tool for others. So that's a little bit of a challenge. In terms of getting the word out about it, you know, in the beginning, I didn't know exactly what people wanted. I knew what I wanted to do with it, but I didn't know what my readers or, you know, people finding this website didn't know. How am I going to come up with things that they would want to read or, you know, care about to engage others? The others that I already touched on was getting people to interact a little more. And that's something that I need to poke and prod, as you mentioned, to get people to interact a little more and share their experiences. My vision would be to have clients, to have people who are going through physical therapy make little comments about, oh, hey, this was helpful, or, you know, I think clients can interact with each other through this website and help each other. I have taken a lot of what my patients tell me and shared that with other clients. You know, oh, so-and-so thought this was helpful, maybe you should try that too, kind of thing. So that's where I think my, you know, current challenge is with it. And then...
That's going to come with time. That's going to come with time because as you start getting more traffic to your blog and people start reading your posts and leaving comments, you know, like you said, people will also start interacting with others, and then, you know, you'll start getting this word of mouth, and you'll kind of have like a tribe of people that are kind of like, they'll be like your own personal spokespeople, and they'll go out and tell people, hey, you need to go, like kind of what I did with my friend in New York that was shopping. I said, hey, you need to check this post out and look at that. And I think as you start getting more momentum, with your traffic and with your blog, you're going to start to find that that's going to start happening for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So since you've blogged, you've been blogging now since October of last year, correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what kinds of things have you noticed that has been happening as far as has anyone approached you to... You know, I guess for PT services, or have you become like a celebrity blogger now and you're fighting off the paparazzi? anything interesting like that?
Yes, Sam. I'm just, you know, it's a challenge to get into the clinic without being mobbed. mostly, right, you know, I've just... you know, what I've noticed is that my clients have been very appreciative of the information I posted. And I'm really, they find it helpful. They have passed it on to others. So those are the clients. And then I've, a lot of physical therapists have approached me or emailed me or tweeted to me that they enjoy the content and they are sharing it with their clients as well for patient education materials. So that's what I'm finding. I mean, people are liking the content. I've had a lot of positive responses on, oh, that's a good way to put this, or, you know, a lot of people within the state and then others just on the internet have mentioned that to me. So that's what I'm seeing, or that's what I've, you know, noticed since I've been doing this in terms of people approaching me or, you know, recognition. I haven't had too much approach to provide services, but it's definitely a great marketing tool, the blog. I don't have my own private practice. I work for a company, and so I,
I'm
working for someone else. I mean, I'm not posting, you know, here are my services and that, but if I had my own private practice, definitely that would be there with services, contact me here, and people can contact me, but I'm not actively saying, you know, come in for this, you know, cash-based service, or, but that definitely could go with private practice.
And I tell people, too, because I do a lot of consulting, you don't want to come at that approach anyway. You want to provide quality content. You want to kind of just give information and kind of let people decide for themselves if they want to use the service or not. So I tend to not advocate the pushy salesman philosophy. So
I have found that in terms of how my clients view me as a professional, this is just another outlet. You know, I take the time, especially during the initial evaluation, to educate the client about what I'm treating, how I'm going to go about treating it, and the progression of what therapy is and where we'll go. This just provides another outlet, and I've had people say, oh, well, I had no idea about that. And I think it makes their clients realize, because not all of my clients necessarily realize that I'm a doctor of physical therapy, but this is another way to show that we are a doctoring profession. We do have professional opinions that people can respect. So I've had a lot of people in that regard, I think they are respecting my opinion because of the quality of the content. So that is another thing I've noticed.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, you should just, you know, keep it up. I remember the first time when someone left a comment or, you know, someone said, hey, you know, I like that post that you did. And it just gave me so much motivation. I was like, wow, someone liked this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it gave you that drive, you know, to just keep, you know, giving more quality stuff and putting more good stuff out there. So, you know, once you get that good feedback, it really helps you to kind of just push on and just, you know, find a way to get that content up there. So keep pushing on. You're doing a good job. So what impact do you think blogging and social media will have for PTs in private practice or PTs that are giving courses or PTs that have products? You know, what will all this new media do for them and how will it impact how they do things now?
I think it's the whole social media thing is just going to be another way to connect with the consumer directly. You know, in terms of private practice, people will be able to search you directly via the means that most people are searching for things now, which is the internet. So you're just going to have more exposure. PTs will have more exposure on the internet as they more sites come out, more private practice PTs get up on the web. for those doing continuing education, there are PTs out there that do continuing education, that have their websites, and it's helpful. It's another way to build a following. Sometimes when you get information in the mail, I get something in the mail probably daily on a new continuing education course. But if they're blogging consistently about something, about topics that they do their continuing education on, you kind of get a little taste of what they're like.
Exactly.
And you will be more interested to go to their seminar if they were in your area or if you got their information, rather than from a pamphlet that just gives you a very short bio on maybe what they've done and what their expertise is. I know in choosing my own continuing education, that has been somewhat of the challenge, because something may sound good, but then you really don't know what the quality of that continuing education is going to be. And just for an example, Mike Reinold's website, who does continuing education, I think it's great. You can kind of see what he's thinking and what his feelings are on different topics, and make your own decision as to whether you would want to learn from this person or not. So it just is another way of building respect and in your views and your expertise as a continuing education provider.
Yeah, I completely agree. Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Thought you were going out. Yeah, I get bombarded with the same thing, different pamphlets and things like that. And, the question is, which one should I go to? Which one, is, going to be worth, what I'm going to, pay, and, will I get any value out of this continuing ed? Sometimes you don't know that from the pamphlet. Sometimes you may have to ask around, your fellow colleagues and ask if they've attended any of these features. But, if you're right, if they blog, at least you have some insight into, their thinking or their approach, then you'll feel a little bit more at ease to say, okay, this may be something for me. This may be something I think I can attend and I can digest. So maybe, blogging may be the future for these CEU courses that, are aggressively trying to get the attention of PTs to come to their courses. So.
Mm-hmm. Definitely in the marketing of courses, and then even in the format of continuing ed. I know there's a lot more online-based courses, which I really like the social, personal interaction of being there with other people, in person. But even on the web, if you had to do it online, to have more of a social media-like continuing education where people can real-time, respond and interact.
Ustream.
As if they were there, but virtually. That's a cool idea. I don't know if that's out there, but...
Not out there yet. It's actually, are you familiar with Ustream?
No.
Ustream will probably be the future of continuing education courses on the web. Ustream is a live broadcast service where you can stream live using a camera and an internet connection, and you can stream live through the internet, and you can interact with people through the website as you're streaming live. So it's very, very popular. When I saw it, I said, wow. I said, I think, CEU courses will probably start moving towards this direction once they find out about it and, eventually embrace it. So.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think it's just just another way. I like the in-person interaction of courses, but if you had to do it online, I'd rather that than, reading a PowerPoint and, not interacting with anyone. So you learn most of your, you learn a lot from others. So you kind of lose that if it's just an online-based, you know, you just take a home study course or whatever. But that's cool. So Ustream is doing that. You know, within the company that I work, we're gonna start posting continuing education items on YouTube. Privately, and so we're gonna start kind of doing a little bit of that for those who can't come to our, you know, in-house continuing education. I'm going to videotape it and then post it up on YouTube so that others can see it and benefit from it.
Nice. Great. So do you have any last thoughts or anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think if you're thinking about starting a blog about physical therapy, there aren't a whole lot out there for the consumer, and I think it's a great tool to build respect, to educate others in what we do as professionals, how we can help those with movement impairments. It's very easy to do. It's not hard. As you mentioned, it's not a hard thing to manage and do. And it's a very helpful tool for not only yourself, but for your clients.
I agree. I'm sure you'll have people that want to reach you. So how can they reach you on your blog? Can you give them your web address again?
It is www.geaux2pt.com. And the two is in number two. Go to pt.com. And my email is monique@gotopt.com.
Sweet. Well, Monique, thanks for sharing, taking the time out, actually, to spend time and talk with us. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm sure that our listeners do also. I want to applaud you on what you're doing because I think our profession definitely needs this kind of attention. And they also need the kind of information that you're putting across on your blog. So I wish you a lot of luck and success with that. And you know, hopefully we'll be hearing from you again in the future.
Thank you, Tim.
And if you are a physical therapist listening to this podcast and you want more information on marketing your business or just marketing yourself online, you can go to ptmarketingunleashed.com. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.